We have like a good relationship, like
for a very long time. Like a younger brother, you know.
Yeah, you're like my younger brother. Like literally, like
You mean I'm like your older brother?
You're my older brother. I'm your younger brother. I'm like your younger brother. Yeah, I've gotten close to your family, like you and your brother. Yeah,
and then I mean, my mom knows you. Mm-hmm. You know, you were always around, so that was a good thing, man. It's one of those, you're a genuine guy, and just stay the same.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Weekly with Fahad Khan. I'm your host, Fahad Khan, and today we have a special guest, Mr. Azam Tai, also known as AJ. Coach Azam, why don't you tell us more about yourself?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you for having me, Fahad. It's been a long time, but it's been my name's Azam, better known as AJ as my alter ego on stage, Mr. Main Event. Man, I host pretty much every sneaker or fashion event across the country, you know, international, wherever they need me to go, they fly me out and I host it. But I've known Fahad for pretty much his whole life, so this is only right.
We've known each other since like what? Since I was in second grade.
Yeah. End of first grade, going into second grade. I think how I know. Yeah, because you know, working in MCC, man, you see everybody. Yeah. Now you're about to be 20. It's crazy.
Yeah, MCC.
Yeah. So now you're about to be 20. Can't believe it.
Yeah, like what? 5 months. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, we've known each other for a very long time, and something recent about you is that you have a son now. You're married. You have a son.
My son actually was 3 weeks old yesterday, and he's a blessing. His name's Caden, he's my little man. You already know. So if you guys are watching the video part of this, you already know I'm a sneaker guy. So his shoes,
just behind, like you look behind Adam, it's like he's the biggest. Like you're the biggest sneakerhead I've known my whole life.
It's an addiction, but it's a good addiction, I guess. I mean, it's an investment. I've been collecting for 23 years, so. I've been collecting longer than you've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an investment, you know, and I'm starting my son's collection. So the older he gets, he's going to be able to kind of appreciate these. Even though he's only 3 weeks, you got to start, you know, get him used to the shoes. And these are going to probably be his one day. It's going to take him a few years, but they'll be his.
Yeah, I remember like one time, this was back when we were in MEC. You told me that you had your garage filled with sneakers before you actually did all of this, like before got Casey and all of that.
Yeah.
You had a sneaker throne.
Yeah. So before it got so crazy with these, I used to put sneakers all over the place in the garage and in my bedroom, in the closets, and this was like early. Now I have 550 pairs. So 550 pairs it's a lot, you know. So, and I'm actually moving into a new place next week, and I have a new sneaker room, so all this is gonna have to move.
So the biggest thing about you is your sneakers, the big sneaker events that you're hosting. And recently on your Instagram, you're doing one sometime next week.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be hosting an event in
Gurnee,
Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it's like a hometown thing. You know, they contacted me. They're like, hey, you know, we see that you do all this. We would like for you to come in, you know, support us. So I'm like, okay, you know, and it's one of those, like, I do get paid to go. I'm not, you know, I'm just be honest. I get paid to go to these events. I get paid and they fly me out, put me in a hotel, whatever. But since this is so close, you know, they asked me, and I'm one of those, like, I like, you know me, man. I like to give people chances. I like to, you know, make sure, help them succeed. So they want me to come and host a little bit. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'm not going to charge you my usual price, but let's work something out, because if I'm still promoting for you, and that it all comes back to your brand, right? Just like you, once your brand is starting to build, you'll see the difference. Like right now, in the beginning, it got to the point where I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, they're like, oh, we'll send you free stuff and you post, okay. But you know, now I'm almost 35,000 followers and this and that, and yeah, it's not a lot compared to what some people have, but
It's a start.
It is. I mean, it's grown. I've gained 35,000 followers in 2 years. So that's huge.
Yeah, that's a huge.
So my goal by the end of 2021 is to have 50K. And I think I could do it. I mean, I'm not that far away, but hey, it's better to set a goal. Maybe I'll hit 50K before and then.
It's that motivation.
Yeah. So what I do with these guys is like, hey, if they want me to post, I'll say, okay, that's fine. But there's a compensation. Like, hey, what do you want me to post? And I only post certain things. I don't post everything because there's certain things that I don't believe in. And, you know, growing up in the MCC community, there's certain things I don't want kids who follow me to see, you know, and I don't, something I don't do. So, and you know, we'll talk about some of that stuff that I've turned down a lot of money from a lot of these brands because I wasn't going to post certain things. But you know, so they asked me to come out, gave them a price. I'm like, okay, it's a little less than half than what I charge, but it's helping kids out, you know. So
yeah, so when we first met, you were my gym teacher.
Yeah.
You're my gym teacher. And the one thing that I hated during gym class was your boot camps.
Hey, but they were good though, right?
They were good. In the end. Now, I'm so grateful that we did that. But back then, I hated it.
Yeah. The thing is, there's only so much we can do, right? We didn't have... Because being a private school, you can't do too much, right? Is because it's the time, and you guys had so many other like Islamic studies and Quran and all this. But for us to get 35 minutes, I think we had 35 minutes or so. Or no,
yeah,
like something like that.
But we
had to come up with new stuff. Like, I mean, the boot camps, and we had our games. We had the what else did we do? Basketball, everything. So
like kickball and all of that.
I wanted to get you guys ready for high school because if we were only just, I mean, we couldn't just sit there and playing duck, duck, goose all the time. It was like, you know, you have to do strength and conditioning. And what was a lot of the things, what was the first thing that freshmen did in high school? Strength and conditioning. So at least it's somewhat, you know, like there's some boys that would stay with me after school, even for an hour. And we would just say, hey, they're like, hey, coach, can you help us with our hops? And can you help? And they're go like your brother for a fact, I helped him able to touch backboard and then touch rim. And that was his biggest thing. He's like, I just want to do it. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll make it happen. You know, so just like a little training like that. And even if I knew that these guys wanted to do something else, I would give them a little harder workout because I knew what they wanted to do. So, you know, man, it was like, what? How many years ago was that now? Five, six years ago. And I'm still there. I've been there 16 years now. So.
Yeah, I went to MEC for 9 years, and I still come back. You know that.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Before the pandemic, you were there like what, every Friday, pretty much, or anytime there was a day off, you would come and.
Yeah, I always contacted you, and I'm like, okay, can I do this for volunteering and all? Yeah. That's when you gave me this hoodie.
You gave me
like two hoodies. Yeah, I still have the other one also.
That one, I think it was the gray one too, right? Did you get a gray one?
Yeah, you gave me the gray one. I have it. Yeah. We have like a good relationship, like
yeah,
for a very long time.
Like a younger brother, you know.
You're like my younger brother. Like literally, like
you mean whatever. You mean I'm like your older brother?
You're my older brother. I'm your younger brother. I'm like your younger brother. Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten close to your family, like you and your you and your brother. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I mean, my mom knows you. Mm-hmm. You know, you were always around, so that was a good thing, man. It's one of those, you're a genuine guy, and just stay the same. Like, it's not. I mean, don't change yourself for anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been the same. That's the best way to do it. And if somebody has a problem with it, oh well. I mean, you know, then they're not friends or whatever. Just be you. Just do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and. Yeah, now I think I told you this. I started teaching Sunday school. Like, this is my second year. Yeah, it's my second year teaching Sunday school.
Nice.
Yeah, Mr. Mercado was the one that he always made me speak to his class. You know this.
Yeah, you would come in. Yeah, I remember that. You would walk in there, and I think you would talk to the eighth graders.
Yeah. 7th and 8th, tell them about like high school and my experience and like what to be like the transition between private to public school and all that. Yeah. And what to expect. Yeah,
people think it's easy. It's not. Especially if you've been in a private school pretty much your whole life. Because I went to MCC when I was in 6th grade, a little bit of 7th grade, and then I went to Lincoln Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough, but at the end of the day, it wasn't, because I still had those same friends from outside of the school that I used to live around. So it was kind of like, yeah, it's different. Like, it was a big change not having Islamic studies, Islamic history, Quran, Arabic, you know, like to have that. It was just like, whoa, it just took a whole load off. But at the end of the day, man, being at MCC is just, it teaches you life lessons. I mean, people hate on it. Like, students like, oh, I can't wait to graduate. But as soon as they leave, they're like,
they want to come back.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we miss it. I'm like, see, I told you. So
it's like, it's always going to be a part of you, because that's where you spend most of your, it's like your second home.
Yeah.
It's a second home for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember in, back in MEC, you always got yourself, like, you always had a shoulder problem, I believe. You had a bad shoulder problem, like, for years.
Yeah, always, man. My whole body's broken. I've had shoulder surgeries, I've had knee surgeries, all that.
Yeah, after like a few years, you took over the IT department, and you were the IT teacher for us.
I took over the from the athletics. I took over the athletics, and I took over the IT, and then I took over the facility. At that one point, I was running all three together. So, it's one of those, like, you know, I've learned different aspects of the building, different in the IT, and then of course the, you know, the athletics part of it. But it's helped. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of work, but I can put a lot on my resume saying, hey, I know this, I know HVAC, I know, and then of course, when I was doing IT, I became certified in Microsoft and Apple, and there's so many, you know, so many different certifications. I think I wound up getting 65 certifications.
Wow.
Just from that. And then athletics, I got a training certification. Then I got a nutrition certification. So it was a lot, like, but at least, cause you know me, man, I like to teach. I'd like to learn new things. I like to, like, make sure if I'm doing something, I do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember. So about what we talked before, remember that name we came up with, if LeBron James was Muslim?
It was funny. I remember this. I think we were standing, I think he was getting ready to pray, or we were leaving or something.
We were getting ready to pray.
Or something. And we were talking, these guys were talking about basketball. And I'm like, you know what? How about you guys stop talking about some basketball and start praying? And somebody said, I'm like, oh yeah, what would you name LeBron James if he was if he was Muslim? And I was just like, Laheeb Jamal. And I don't know. I don't know where that came from. It was one of those, like, and I think it was you, your brother, and like everybody was just like, what? And they just started laughing. I'm like, oh man, what did I start? And we're all, everybody's getting ready to pray, and these guys are all like cracking up over Lahib Jamal. And you still today, look, anytime you say, all right, guys, if you see Fahad just say that, and this man's going to turn red. Like, it's crazy. And you better not cut this out of the video, bro. Like, he turns, he starts doing and stuff. So, but that was our little funny moment. We did that. That was when you were in what grade?
Yeah, fifth or sixth.
Yeah, so imagine from fifth grade all the way to eighth grade. And even now.
Even now?
About, you're talking about Lahib Jamal.
Well, you guys gotta make sure. Yeah. I don't know why we always kept that name. Like,
I don't know how that even came to me, or like it was something. And then I don't know. That was just funny.
Yeah, it was funny. We always kept that name between us. Like, yeah. Everyone heard it, but nobody else talked about it but us.
But us. It was our inside joke.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, that was literally one of the funniest moments that we even made. And it was before pray. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Mr. Biabani, if he heard us, he would have got it. He would have got
it. I don't know what it was, because you guys just wouldn't stop. I think this was the year, like, it was, like, I think right before school ended, too. This was right before the NBA Finals or something.
Yeah, it was.
Right, it was something, and you guys just wouldn't stop talking. I'm like, man, how about you guys focus on this? You know, like, I'm like, instead of LeBron James, just have Lahib Jamal pray next to you, and it was game over from then.
I still can't stop laughing about it.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. It's just I still like chuckle up every time I see LeBron on screen.
Man, it was literally the funniest thing that I always remember it. Even when graduating, on my little book that he gave us, you wrote Mr. Lahib Jamal.
Yeah, you stand. That's good, man. It's good memories. It's fun, and that's how you know, like, you know, people are genuine. Like, you're a really genuine guy, man. Just so for everybody who's watching his show. I'm telling you, this show is going to blow up, like literally going to blow up, and you're doing good. Just keep, you know, just keep positive, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something that, like, one thing I think I've told you this like years ago, like one of my goals of becoming is a motivational speaker for the youth. Like, I want to be a motivational speaker so I can be one for the youth, for like everyone, like, because we lack in like motivation. We always, like I said in my last podcast, whenever we're faced with like bad situations, we always don't think of the opportunity that we're given in it.
I think you can do it. Mm-hmm. you're getting better at speaking to people, and this is going to help you. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, I feel like the youth nowadays are just being sheltered way too much. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, sometimes you just need to let them, again, to a certain point, like, and this is where it comes for you. It's good because you can let them know, hey, this is what it was like when I was in a private school, Islamic private school, mm-hmm. then I went to a public high school, and now I'm in college. So this is, you know, there's a transition. So you've dealt with everything. You know, I'm sure a lot of the people know your story. I've known your story, and it's very motivating, you know, mm-hmm. and then that's something you can talk about. That itself could be its own podcast. Like, mm-hmm. you just, you know, like you've been through a lot, but you're strong, you know, so mm-hmm. that's a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my own, like, problem, like, but I usually, like, the moment that it upsets me or, like, whatever, like, you know me, I don't get mad. Like, whenever I get mad, I get mad for a tiny second, then I'm just, like, Mr. Nice Guy all over again. Yeah. Like, you know me, I can't get mad.
You're like a little Hulk. You turn green, and then you just go right back to being brown. Hey. I'm just saying.
Now, the fun Remember when we went, wait, did you come to Six Flags with us during the 8th grade trip or no? I think you did.
I think I did, didn't I? Yeah, yeah, I did with you.
Yeah, it was, you did.
Yeah,
we had fun that day.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, we did because I think I at one point I'm like, no, I don't want to go no more. And I'm just like, no, I'm gonna, I gotta go with your class. And I think we wound up, and I think didn't we like get lost or something? Or
we
like,
did
the bus lost. Or the bus or somebody got lost and we had to go find them, or mm-hmm. the bus took forever and some, I don't know. I think we all went to like that to Burger King across, or like, no, not Burger King. What was that? Wasn't it Old Country Buffet or something? Something was right. We all went there. I think, right? Yeah, it was like a buffet or something across, and then I think a few of the guys, we crossed the street and went to Krispy Kreme because that's when the Krispy Kreme was there.
Yeah.
I think we all got in trouble for that.
I remember, I don't know why I was like, so this was during around like Christmas time, like when you posted, like this was years ago, like the day of your engagement party. Yeah. I remember
I think December, it was like New Year's Eve or something, December 30th or something like that.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, when I got engaged.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I cannot believe that this is happening because it was like mind blowing.
Man, I was just like, man, am I ready to get married? I'm still a child. I still act like a kid, but you know what? When the right person comes, it you know it. You know, it's one of those, like, I always said, oh, no, I don't need to get married right now, blah, 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 work, 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 work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm traveling. But then, you know, my wife came along, and it was just like, okay. I'm still a kid. I still act like a child, but hey, you know, what can I do? She's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, we just have like a lot of fun stories, like especially whenever you came with us on field trips.
Yeah, we used to always get in trouble.
We always did get in trouble.
And I would blame you guys.
You always did.
Who else was in your class? It was you.
So it was me, Suleiman, Omar Darosha, yeah. Abdurrahman, yeah. Sayed, yep. Muzassim, Maz, Mohad, Irshad, Zishan.
Yeah, I would get you guys. So that's a funny thing. I think pick on one of you guys, and then somebody would say something, and then you guys would get in trouble. And it was fun. It was a good class. It was a few years ago, but it was a good class.
Mm-hmm. We always have fun, I still keep in touch with you, your brother, bro, yeah. And all.
I think we talk like what, every week. Or every other, at least once every 2 weeks for sure we talk.
Yeah, we talk every once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we always keep in touch.
You're too famous, man. You're like super famous now. So like we just gotta like, whoa, you know, like it's like Fahad's like the president. You gotta like go through his management and then his assistant, and then his assistant will call you back and, you know, so
yeah. Do you remember, was it 7th or 8th grade when we went to the old home? We went to go help old people.
Oh, for Helping Hands, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then we did that, and then we did the food.
I think the food, yeah.
Yeah.
Feed My Starving Children.
Yeah, with Ms. Goma and stuff, so. I forgot who it was.
Miss Abdullah.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We had fun that day, like, because we had lots of fun because it was like it got kind of messy, but we ended up having fun that day. Do you remember was it Microsoft? We went on a tour.
That was cool. That Microsoft's the headquarters or the Chicago headquarters.
Yeah, we had fun that day.
Do you remember we saw that the 100-foot TV or something?
Yeah. Oh my god.
They said it was like $1 million or something. It was like expensive. Like, and then we saw it was cool. I mean, I'm not a Microsoft guy, but it was cool. I'm an Apple guy, but
yeah. Same, I'm an Apple guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it still mind-blowing that you have a son now? Because, all expected to see this day coming, but,
crazy. When he was born, so Miss Emma, who's a principal, mm-hmm. is also my aunt. So my wife's mom's sister. So she's my aunt. And then, of course, my mom works in the school. So when the baby was born, Miss Emma, the principal, sent the message to all the teachers in the school. Mm-hmm. Man, it was just ding 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 ding. They're like, oh my god, because I mean, if you think about it, I think I'm one of the only guys in that school besides me, Mr. God. There's not many, and I've been the longest. Mm-hmm. So, and they've all seen me since I was 17. So, 16, 17 was when I was in that school. So, I can't remember, I started coaching and this and that, and and then I finally got a full-time job over there. Mm-hmm. So they've seen me since I was a little kid. So
how we've known each
other.
Yeah,
so pretty much.
It's unbelievable that you usually wouldn't keep in touch with your teacher, especially for this long. But
No, but you're a good guy, man. So mm-hmm. it's one of those, that's why we always look out for each other. Mm-hmm. And you say, hey, I want to come by, even though we have crazy schedule, all right, you come and sit in my office, or you would walk around, sit with Mr. Mursad and stuff like that. So it was cool, man.
Yeah,
it's good seeing you. I mean, now it's hard because God knows when everybody's gonna go back to building, right now. Mm-hmm. We're in a hybrid, but there's no middle school right now, so it's maybe another year, who knows.
Mm-hmm. Just this online college is just, it's just difficult because I'm not used to online and all of that. It's just hard to adapt. So
man. There's a lot of kids have issues too, but I mean, I guess they'll adjust to it eventually.
Yeah, they'll adjust
to it eventually. But when the thing is, when they start adjusting to it, is when everybody's gonna have to go back, and then they're gonna have to adjust back to that.
Yeah. Do you remember? Wait, were you there that day for tea? It was Staff Appreciation Day. Or administration appreciation day, and then we pulled that prank on Mr. Kali that someone broke Ms. Burka's TV, and it was a broken TV.
I think so. I'm sure I was there. I don't think I remember that. No, but yeah, I remember it because I remember the person who broke that TV.
she had a broken TV.
Yeah.
And then
she had to get another. Yep, we got a new one. I remember that.
Yeah. Man, we had fun memories, especially during field day.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Students versus staff for basketball. That always got so competitive.
Yeah, and we've never lost. As long as I've been there, we have never lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd always play three games? Yeah, we would always play three games. It would always be we won the first one.
Then the students.
Hey, students won the second one, and then we whooped them the third one. So, I'm not saying it was set up, but we have not lost. We have not lost.
Yeah, and then in the afternoon it would be after school it would be the eighth grade party before the day before graduation. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Cawthorne would come running and gloat in front of all the parents.
Yeah, and then we get all those pizzas and
the cake and all that. Yeah.
Yeah,
really no, the one thing, you know how for everyone the class photos is always outside on the side of the mm-hmm. masjid?
Yeah.
On ours, it was raining, so we had to take it inside the gymnasium.
Yeah, and I remember that. I think that's one of the only classes.
Yeah, that was the only class.
Yeah, one of the only classes because it was just raining.
It was pouring that day.
Yeah, so... Hey man, at least there was another memory for you to have.
Yeah.
The first eighth grade class to take a picture inside the gym.
How many times did we redo the gym in the 9 years? We did Once or twice? Or
three times. Yeah, three times. Yeah, the floors were done three, maybe four times.
Yeah. But it's amazing now, like legit.
Yeah, I mean, it needs some work now. I mean, the thing is, we haven't been back in, it hasn't been used in, what, 9 months? Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been used. So once we start getting back into it, you know, we're going to have to get it redone. So
it's just amazing, too, what memories that place holds for all of us.
Like, it turns into people's homes, man. It turns into people's second homes. Yeah. And it's, it's a comforting place, mm-hmm. you know, for people to come back. And, you know, and we've had people come back when you know, if they're just not doing good in school, they just need to talk, somebody to talk to. And we kind of just talk, hey, you know, we're always here. You're always welcome back to, you know, teachers. They're all, and you know, our teachers are all, doors are always open if you want to go talk to them, if you need mm-hmm. advice. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that I always loved, because, yeah, sure, the transition might be scary, but then you're eventually going to run into problems which the teachers obviously once in their lifetime they face, yeah. which they can give advice on. Yeah, I remember the year before COVID, I was talking to Mr. Khadri, mm-hmm. like, it was something that I did at my high school where they have like few of the old graduates from me like each year. Mm-hmm. Like they go back like 3-4 years and graduates from that would come and talk in the auditorium and all of that. I remember we did that one time. So I'm like, yeah. Mr. Khadri, can we do this again? Like, because I wanted to have set that up, because I'm like, this is a good way
yeah.
to have students like to give advice from like different years of students that graduated. And
yeah.
That's a good way of to like give advice and all of that.
No, that's for sure. Like it, I think we did it 2 times. I think, yeah, we done it like at least once or twice for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, once or twice.
But the thing is, again, once everything gets back, I think at normal, you know, we're for sure we'll set some stuff up again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, your brother always like told me that I should keep coming back, because it's like you never forget that place, and he's right yeah. about it.
Yeah, I mean, it, you were there most of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming back, I mean, again, like, it's when you're there most of your life anywhere, like, you become comfortable with the people around you. Mm-hmm. So, it just make you know, you just feel more comfortable.
Yeah. So. And then playing basketball and all that was amazing.
Yeah.
I know. So I remember in Brock's thing, you guys were talking about how brutal it is for recess time and all that.
It's crazy. Yeah. So many kids.
It is so crazy. Like, literally, I remember during one of my free days when I came to help volunteer, I was with you and Brock that day.
Yeah.
And it was brutal. Like, literally, I'm like.
Well, think about it. It's like almost 100 kids. Mm-hmm. Well, now we wouldn't be able to have that because of the. Everything going on, but you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll split stuff up.
Yeah, man, it's just like we can talk about so much, because
yeah, we might have to do a second episode.
Yeah, we have to do, obviously, like, I have to bring you back for a few more episodes, that's yeah, for sure,
yeah. Man.
Yeah, okay, so let's transition into like current news. Lately, so Super Bowl is in what, 2 days.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yep, Sunday. You a big Super Bowl fan or?
No, I don't really. I don't watch football, bro.
You watch wrestling a lot. You're a huge wrestling fan.
I already got my son watching wrestling with me. He just sits and his eyes are like wide open. So, hey, that's a good thing. I got somebody to watch wrestling with me. So, but no, I mean, I watch basketball. It's just not the same right now, man. It's not the same.
Yeah.
You know? Sports are not the same with the pandemic and everything, but I watch like the Super Bowl because it's entertaining, you know, mm-hmm. and then I'll watch like the World Series. I mean, I won't sit and watch like another baseball game, I'll watch that. Like, you know, NBA, I'll catch whatever is on. I'm not going to be like, oh, I need to watch this game. No, I'll watch highlights. I'm weird. I watch wrestling, and I love watching golf. I love playing golf. So, like, yeah, people are like, oh, it's boring, but it's just relaxing. You know?
Yeah, it's
so,
relaxing.
I watch. I don't watch every weekend or when they have it. It's just random. If I catch it, I'll watch a few, you know, if Tiger's playing or... If a few others are playing, but you know, just have fun. But Super Bowl, eh, it's whatever. I'm sure they got, I'm sure Brady's gonna win again.
Yeah, it's a like it's a yearly tradition. Like my dad, he always goes with his friends to their houses to watch the Super Bowl, and then all of me and my friend from MEC, we always go to. Like what Zane's house, and we just party and then just watch Super Bowl.
Hey, hey, if, as long as you guys all stay safe, having fun,
yeah. That's all that matters. We always find a way to connect. Like even during birthdays, yeah. Like we always have fun. Like
that's good.
Yeah, we always stay connected. Yeah, because since like almost all the guys live like close to MEC and all of that.
Yeah.
So there's like Giordano's food or that, or just yeah. Go out somewhere to eat and then just go play bowling and all of that.
Man, I haven't been bowling in years, 6, 7, maybe even 10 years. And that we used to go all the time, every weekend. Me, my brother, some of our friends, we used to go cosmic bowling. Mm. That was fun. But yeah, we haven't done any of that in God knows how long.
We went, so for me, we go to Classic Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, it's not that far, it's like right here.
Yeah, it's like right here. And then they have a pool table. So while we're waiting for everyone to just come, we play pool. And then, yeah, we just have like a lot of fun. And that's amazing. Oh,
that's great, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing about you is that you like to stay healthy, and you like, and you're not in the shape like when we first met. Like you lost like a lot of weight. You're healthy. You just like to work out and all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was when we met. I was really, really overweight. I mean, mm-hmm. And yeah, I trimmed down. I lost 100-something pounds, and now, I mean, now I'm comfortable. I'm not like, I'm not as lean as I used to be. I'm not in like that, you know, I don't work out like two times a day for 7 days a week. I used to eat 8 meals a day. Man, I couldn't do that. It was too much. My body was not, because the thing is when I had my fractured back and everything, mm-hmm. It was just getting aggravated, because when your body is at a certain weight and mm-hmm. you drop, I was at 277. I dropped down to 165.
Damn.
So when you go down that much, your body is not used to it. So you're trying to compensate. So you get hurt. That's how I tore my shoulder. Mm-hmm. Then I started hurting my knees again. I'm just like, no. Then I went up to 175, and it was all muscle. And I had to have my shoulder surgery. I was out for 9 months. And then you know how habits kick in. And I'm just like, I tried it. I liked it. And I'm not anywhere near what I was, you know. I'm I think I'm at like 205 or something, so it's not too crazy, but mm-hmm. Hey, I'm comfortable. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I remember a few guys would come up to you and ask like for help on how to lose weight. I know I contacted you like during the pandemic, guy. Like yeah, you remember that text that I asked you, like,
you just gotta eat. I mean, you don't have to, like, eating clean. Well, your diet is like 90% of mm-hmm. your, if you work out or not. As long as you're eating clean, your body feels good.
Yeah.
And just do some push-ups at the house and sit-ups, go up and down stairs. I mean, you know, it's just, again, I'm not like a fitness or everything. It's just what I did, you know, so even now, like, I don't go to the gym all the time, but I'll do push-ups at home. I'll do sit-ups. I do have a gym membership, but now that the last 3 weeks has been rough because of my son is so new, you know, I want to get into the routine. So once the routine is good, then I can actually like, okay, I have this time to go here. I have this time to go here. So
how was speaking about your son, how's the sleep schedule?
Did he cry a lot? Sleep. No, not at all.
What?
He only wakes up. And the thing, the way my wife and myself have trained him, or like, and he's kind of like learning himself, he'll only wake up when he's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually right now, because he's so young, it's every 3 hours. I think within the next like 2-3 weeks, he's going to go every 4 to 5 hours. So he's going to start sleeping more. And then because the thing is, like, every 4 hours, he'll eat more or drink more, you know, formula, and then he'll wind up sleeping. But then when we wake him up to eat, we'll change him and whatever, and then it's his schedule, so he doesn't have to cry. Sometimes he'll make like a noise because I'm messing with him, you know, like I just want to play with him, so it's like a toy.
Yeah, on his recent post, your brother got him
a Bentley tricycle. Like, if you guys know the Bentley Motors, Bentley car, my brother bought him a Bentley. It's a 6-in-1. Right now it's a Bentley stroller, but the older he gets, it turns into a tricycle.
Oh,
and he can ride it. Yeah, so this man is 3 weeks old and he has a Bentley tricycle.
Yeah. It's like, it's just amazing. And then I remember when you posted, like, when he was, like, a few days after he was born, you posted.
Yeah. I didn't post exactly on that day, but, like, yeah. I posted, like, on a few days after.
Yeah, a few days, 4 or 5 days
after. I was tired, man. We were in the hospital. I'm just like, I'm tired.
Yeah. I remember I texted you right after.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We were at the hospital right by you, by your house.
Oh, Lutheran. Shit.
Yeah, Lutheran. That's where you were.
If I knew, I would have, like, oh.
I would have had you bring me some food, bro. I couldn't leave the place. They wouldn't let me leave. So I should have called you.
Yeah, you could have called
me. Bring me some food.
we talk often.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just like to keep in touch.
Yeah.
I remember with my last job, you were interested and you tried to help me.
Which was your last one?
The one selling knives.
Oh, yes. I remember that. You came and did a whole presentation and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
an interesting thing.
Seeing you walking in with a big thing like that, I'm like, oh man, don't mess with him. You look like a ninja.
I wore a suit that day to you.
Oh, dude, you came looking like, you know, Secret Service.
Oh my god! And then, yeah, we talked, we had fun that day, and then you drove me back to my place, and then
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
it's good, bro.
Yeah, it was good. How did you come up with your son's name? Because it was
okay. So his name is Caden. Mm-hmm. Caden Ayan Tai. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Caden has two meanings. There's because you people. I don't know if people really know, but I'm half Irish and I'm half Pakistani. So the name Caden has meaning in Arabic, and also has meaning in Irish, right? Mm-hmm. So it means companion, gentle, loyal. And I wanted a name that represents both my heritage, you know, because at the end of the day, I am Irish. I'm half Irish. My mom's Irish and British. My dad's Pakistani. So I just wanted something that he can be proud of. It's too heritage, you know. And then of course, Ayan, we kept the name Ayan in the middle, so, and then Ty, you know. But that it's a name that his name Caden. I've the day we found out that we were gonna have a boy is when I just had a bunch of names. I was just researching and looking. I'm like, man, this is a nice name. Showed it to my wife. She's like, wow, that's, yeah. So Caden it is.
You wait for your gender reveal. It was a big shoe
that was blue. I had a sneaker. Yeah. I had a few people fly in from LA. Good friends of mine. They do like custom paint work and, you know, sneakers. So they flew in all the way from LA to help me with my gender reveal. I didn't know what it was. He knew what it was. He designed. So he pretty much a wooden, like a piece of wood, thick wood. And he made it that when I put water on it, it would react. It would change to blue or pink.
Dang.
Yeah. So you guys will see it. I'll send you guys some pictures eventually. And you could, you know, post it. But it's he made a Cookie Monster Jordan 1. So because Jordan 1 is my favorite shoe. And, you know, blue being Cookie Monster. So.
Yeah, like all of the Instagram handles and all of that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it in the description below, and yeah, you guys can go check it out. It's really amazing in my perspective, like knowing this guy for a very long time. Like, it's amazing what he posts, and you've gotten a lot of sponsorships and all of that from like different like shoe company, different like shoe products and all of that for cleaning shoes and all of that.
It's done. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's got to the point where I turn companies down. I have companies reaching out to me.
Yeah, we got to talk about this.
Every single day. Hey, do you want to promote this? And in the beginning, I was always doing, yeah, sure. I'll post it. They would send me free stuff. And then at the end, I was like, no. Like, I know what my brand is worth. I know what it is. I have a price. You send me something, you pay me to post. Now, there are certain companies out there that I work with, and I truly like enjoy their you know, products. And it's like, hey, just put us on a story and I'll send you some stuff. Like there's like 2-3 companies already sending my son stuff, and they've sent him sneakers, they've sent him shoes, they sent him like baby clothes and this and that, and that's one thing. I'm like, okay, I could eventually, like, I mean, he has his own sneaker page, which is crazy because I think he already has like 115 followers or something like that, and then I think something like that, 112, 115, something like that. But it's, you know, brands are looking now and they're already wanting to send because they know that I'm the dad, and they know if
112 followers,
so they know if I posted my story, views get a few thousand views, you know, like my feed get a few thousand. So it's just, it's one of those, like, for them it's win-win. But, you know, I have I'm currently not working with at the moment I'm renegotiating certain deals with you know, with the cleaning company, for the shoe cleaning company. But I do have a sponsorship for the bags, backpacks. So I have a new, I can pretty much take a new bag every single day. That's how much they send me, you know, shoe deals, apparel, clothes deal. I mean, you name it. These boxes, I'm sponsored by Container Store.
So yeah,
stuff. There's so much, you know. At one point I was with Monster Energy Drink, but you know, contracts end. And the thing with Monster is certain companies don't pay you because they're at such a high level. So they send you product. And I'm like, okay, that works for me. I like Monster. But man, was I always like jittery because I was drinking Monster all the time. And then, I think we've pretty much talked about everything. We can just kind of finish up that. And then I think you have your questions, right?
Yeah. So tell the viewers, like, where they can find you at Instagram and all of that.
What's going on
in your life?
I mean, right now, I'm pretty much back to traveling. I got a few shows lined up. I am vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, so for me it's a lot easier to travel now. I don't have to worry about it, even though having a little one. So I'm going to be traveling. I got an event in Chicago or Gurnee next weekend. Then I'll be back in Tampa, Miami, I think Texas. This is a bunch of events that I'll be at. But you guys can find me at Tai87Kicks. That's Tai87Kicks. And yeah, and DM me, whatever. You know, you guys will see me around. I'm always, if you're in the Chicago area, I'm always all over the place.
Yeah, and
or you know what? We could do something like this. If any of your audience has a brand that they're willing, you know, that they want to like put out there, it doesn't matter what it is, just mention Fahad's name and we'll work it out. I'll do a promo for you, you know, just if you guys want to just put your brand out there. You know, if you're cool with Fahad, if Fahad says yeah they're cool, there's no charge. It's you know, the thing is like to help the people. So if you have something,
we like to help people a lot.
Yeah, so if you're willing to, if you want to push something out there and you're like, hey, I just need that push, I have a lot of people that will see it, so we can, you know, just
we can work something out.
Yeah.
See, like this guy, like a true, it's like a true brother. Like he'll help me with like whatever. Like even if it comes to advice or anything like that, you and your brother always give me the motivation I need at the moment.
You better believe this is gonna be the number one podcast. We're gonna make it the number one podcast.
Yep. One day. Small steps. Okay, yep. So now we're gonna get into the audio only. So for people that are listening on Spotify, Anchor, and all of that, we are gonna be talking about like a few questions that we had. If you wanna, so whatever you listen is gonna be on just Anchor, Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, and more. Everything's going to be in the description below on my link tree. So, yeah, go check it out. And, yeah, do you want to start us off with what questions you have for me? And then we can answer
it. Let's see. Where do you see your podcast or your brand in the next year?
Next year, like right now?
What do you want to accomplish?
Right now, what I want to accomplish is just trying to send out a message of positivity, like always look in the good stuff, like even in people or situations that we face, there's always good that you can find in like the randomest places. Like you just have to look carefully, like even in people, like you can't always think bad of people, and just be like, just change yourself to be, have a positive mentality, and just be like, you don't see people being nice and all, like people sometimes have different faces, like faces at home and then faces out in public, but like I just want to have a positive mentality, like positive outlook on life. Like I always tell you, like I always focus on the positive stuff. That's no matter great. How dire the situation is.
Cool. Next question. If you could have one person, who is your one dream guest to have on this podcast?
So there's this Instagrammer that follows me. His name is Cody Orlov. He's very famous. He's from Chicago, and he follows me on Instagram and TikTok, and like we've talked, and I want to one day like start a project to help homeless people in X, Y, and Z with him, because I care about people and just want to help people out no matter what situation they're in. Like we can help people in smallest ways.
And the resources are there.
The resources are there. Just like I'm just trying to get people trying to spread the message, and eventually once everything takes off, inshallah, then have him on here and just have him talk about like the position he went through and how he got to the place he is, because he's very famous. He's 19 years old. Like our birthdays are like a month apart.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, man. That's all the questions I have. You got any questions for me?
Yeah, I have a few questions for you. So we went to MEC. So what's the one thing that you took away from your years at MEC of like teaching and all of that? What's the one thing that you would take from it?
Family.
Family. We always have family.
Our motto was it's family. Like, you know, building characters and developing minds is the school's motto.
But our own for basketball, we always said family.
It's family. That's pretty much it. Simple. One. If it's one word, family.
Family. Yeah. We always use that word. Whenever we say we don't have friends, we have a family, because we family. Really mean it, because we've all grown up to be a big family.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we're not related yet. You and I treat each other
like
brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a goal for this year.
A goal for 2021. Well, my goal is, I mean, if I was to say for my brand, I want to reach 50K.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I could do that within the next, like, 2-3 months. The way everything is growing. But, man, my goal, I want to have my son have a happy life, mm-hmm. healthy life. Same with my wife, family. It's just one of those goals are... There's so many things out there, but I rather focus on like little stuff to get, you know, like I say, yeah, I want 50K followers. Mm-hmm. I can reach 100K, but there's little goals, you know. My goal is just my goal last in 2020 was stay relevant, and I did it with the pandemic, not traveling.
Yeah.
2019 was like I want to be featured on shows, and I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my own, and you know, right now I have my own show, I have my own podcast, I have my own series, I travel. So hey, you never know.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you did this with Brock, like he said, like your favorite movie rated. So like for me, I watch a lot of TV shows, and my favorite TV show at the moment is Cobra Kai. Have you watched it?
I saw some of it. I haven't like sat down to watch it, but a show that I watch now and I've been watching forever, The Office. I still watch The Office.
Yeah, you're a big Office fan.
I'm a huge Office fan. I watched The Office. I watched Parks and Recreation.
Dude, the one thing I know about you, like, one, you're a big sneakerhead. Two, you're the huge Batman fan. Like, literally, Batman?
Batman
is unbelievable.
I am Batman. So, yeah. Just if people they want to know who Bruce Wayne is, I'm Bruce Wayne, pretty much. No, but I'm a huge Batman fan.
After your brother left, when you redesigned the office,
I turned my office into a Batcave.
In a Batcave, like literally, it was Batman in every corner. It was the sickest thing ever.
But you know what the crazy thing is? When it comes to Marvel and DC. I'm a Marvel fan.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing in DC I like is Batman. That's it. I don't really care. People are like, oh, what about Flash? And I don't care. I mean, Batman is Batman. You know, like Superman, it's whatever. You know.
Yeah. But Batman is like.
Hey, yeah, Batman.
He's amazing. He's on another level.
Batman is a normal human doing superhuman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else has powers, this man has no powers. Yeah. So it says something.
Like literally, even how intelligent he is, like
mm-hmm.
like to take down like Superman and the entire Justice League is amazing.
Yeah,
I think I have my Batman shirt. Wait, let me find it really quick and let me show you. I was gonna wear it one day, but I couldn't find it. But I think I have it.
All right,
let me get it really quick.
All right, guys. So as Fahad's gonna go find a shirt, I guess I'm taking over his podcast. This is my podcast now, and we're gonna be talking about. I don't know what do you guys want to talk about, because you guys are only hearing this. Actually, yeah, you know, in the comments below, if you guys want to join, you know, have me back, and you guys want to be, whoa, that's dope.
Yeah.
If you guys want to be on this podcast with me, have any questions, please message Fahad, and we'll get this going again. That was dope, dude.
Yeah, like literally, I got that when I went to online 7th grade, and then we got our flight delayed coming back, and this was beginning of 3rd quarter during spring break. We went for 2 weeks, and we stopped at Qatar, and then we were like going around seeing Qatar. It was for one day, and I saw this shirt, and then we got in, and I kept it. Nice. Because I really love it.
Yeah, no, it looks cool.
Yeah. And my final question is, one piece of advice that you'd give to our listeners,
One piece of advice.
Yeah.
Work hard, stay humble, and repeat.
For me, it would be, besides, I had a hoodie that always said good vibes on the front end and on my name in the back. Besides good vibes and all that, and seeing the positivity and stuff, just help people in need, no matter who they are, whether you know them or not, just help people, because you don't know what they might be going through. You never know. And plus, you never know who you might meet and the opportunity they might present you with.
That person that you could help, you never, like you said, you never know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. Just by you how they're doing could change their whole day. It could change their whole lifestyle. So it's just, that's why I always say you got to work hard, you got to stay humble, you got to repeat that process, because no matter how hard you work, you're going to be to the point where I want to better myself. So you're going to keep working hard. When you get to that certain level, you have to remain humble. You don't ever think you're better than anybody, because you're not. Because I know where I came from. I grew up with nothing, to be where I am now. It's a blessing, to be able to buy what I want, go where I want, have people send me whatever. You still have to stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said I'm better than anybody. I always compliment the other people. Hey man, I want to be like you one day, and then you got to repeat that process. It's a cycle. That's what you got to do. And then trust me, I've lived by this for years. Just work hard, stay humble. Remember that? I put that on the shirt. That was a shirt that I had.
I
used to give it away. I like how people have merch now. I used to give my stuff away. Just work hard, stay humble.
Do you remember that one time in the by the gym, your brother always had a poster that said, hard work beats talent doesn't work hard. That was the one motivation that was there for all of us. It showed talent can take you so far, but you put in the hard work.
Exactly.
It'll take you to places with you. You worked hard to earn where you are today.
Yeah. Some people are born with certain abilities, and some people have to work hard for it. So the working hard, again, talent is for sure. You're going to be blessed. But when you work hard for something, you know you've earned it. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different thing. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And thank you guys for tuning into episode 3. Hopefully I get this out soon. I'm going to get this out by your birthday. And for people that want to find me, I'm going to put my link tree in the description below. Check it out. Check out Azam Tai, AJ, whatever people know him by. And
Batman.
Thanks a lot, man. This means a lot, especially since
thank you for having me.
Like, you're one of my day ones.
Bro, I know I was supposed to be on 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks.
My son was born.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because but look, hey, better late than never, right?
Yeah, so. especially since next week's your birthday. This is an amazing birthday gift for you.
30, I'm gonna be 34 years old.
Crazy.
Getting old. But you know what? Good we got to do this now, because
then you're traveling next week, so I wanted to get this done.